Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts at our top local story. A proposed charter amendment aimed at shifting L.A. County's budget priorities is being debated by the Board of Supervisors. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The amendment, as drafted, would set aside a minimum of 10% of the county's unrestricted general funds to be used for everything from jobs for low-income residents to rent assistance and community-based restorative justice programs. It would prohibit the monies set aside from being used for law enforcement or correctional agencies. The intention is to put the measure before voters in November. This man said he doesn't disagree with the community investments that have been proposed.
I do not agree, however, that the board is seeking to accomplish this on the backs of its county employees. Last week, Ms. Hamai was unequivocal in her assessment that this proposition, if adopted, will result in layoffs.
This man, a teacher, spoke in support of the proposal.
Our kids do not need more cops. They need care. They need youth centers. They need places where they can go to get psychiatric and mental health services.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva called the title of the proposed ballot measure, which is Community Investment and Alternatives to Incarceration Minimum County Budget Allocation, deceptive because he says it doesn't say it's defunding law enforcement. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A total of almost 80 felony charges have been refiled against former L.A. County Assessor John Noguez, his former top appraiser, and an Arizona tax consultant in connection with a corruption probe that dates back to 2012. That's when the charges were first filed. It was alleged that Noguez took bribes in return for favorable property assessments and access to high-level county officials. But the case was dismissed by a judge just yesterday, in line with another court ruling that said it had been delayed too long. The charges have now been refiled, and bail, well, it's been set at more than $1 million for each of them. Since the start of the pandemic, California has paid out over $50 billion in unemployment insurance checks. That amount's about to change.
It's an amount that's going to be shrinking soon. The federal contribution of $600 likely to go down to $200 and then slowly graduating back up to 70% of a person's income, capping out at $500 weekly.
It continued to be a combination of the state benefit, which wouldn't be changed, and that's anywhere between $45 and $450 per week, plus the federal benefit.
Milken Institute fellow Michael Burnick, he knows his stuff on this. He also ran the EDD for California for several years.
At the end of December of last year, the state unemployment insurance fund was basically over $3 billion. A surplus. Today, it's at $3 to $4 billion in deficit.
With much of California closed, he says the state has become essentially an unemployment insurance-driven economy with few good answers to fix the financial problems. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Irwindale are looking for a man who sucker punched a 61-year-old man at a gas station, leaving him with serious brain injuries. Sergeant Rudy Gatto tells KNX the 61-year-old man was outside of his pickup truck at an Arco early on July 12th. When a passenger got out of a Honda Pilot and went up to him.
They have some sort of word exchange words at the back of the pickup truck. And then suddenly and without any apparent provocation, the suspect swings his right fist and he strikes the victim in the face with his fist.
The man then fell and hit his head on the concrete. Gatto says the man who was attacked has not been able to talk to detectives to explain what was said before the punch. The Honda Pilot was found, but not the attacker. You can see surveillance video of this attack. It's on our website, knx1070.com. Preservationists say the Bolsa Chica wetlands near Huntington Beach escaped serious damage from a brush fire that burned more than 60 acres. The fire started Sunday afternoon but was fully contained by the early evening. Bolsa Chica Land Trust Executive Director Kim Culpin tells KNX she was initially worried about owls and other birds that live in a grove of trees.
Earlier in the season, there would have been many great blue heron babies up there, but the fire stayed far enough away from those trees that the owl babies were probably a little spooked because of all the smoke and all the commotion going on, but they're fine.
She says other large animals seemed to get away from the fire pretty well. Culpin says the area that was burned consisted mostly of non-native grass and was already dead. She says now the plan is to restore the burn areas. People who are living in L.A. County, at least many of them, are not filling out the census.
This is a problem because an undercount means county and cities will get less federal money than they actually need. Right now, fewer than 59% of L.A. County households have filled out the census. Orange and Ventura counties are at 71%. Here's L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger.
During the last census, there was a drastic undercount, and L.A. County lost out on millions of dollars within our neighborhoods. Filling out the census will take less than 10 minutes to complete, and it is safe, secure, and confidential.
The census determines how federal money is distributed for things like health care, schools, senior services, and more.
Remember to count all the individuals in your household, including children.
The census also determines the number of congressional seats an area has. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It was a scary night for residents of a 107-year-old building in the central L.A. community of Harvard Heights as flames raged and firefighters had to rescue three people who found themselves trapped. Fire crews used three separate ladders to save those people from windows and balconies of the building on Pico Boulevard near Western Avenue. Fortunately, they only suffered minor injuries, along with a firefighter who hurt his hand battling the flames. There is no word on the cause of that fire.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.